We are learning Tois Vesiyoni, and we are finishing today Maseches Kiddushin. We are finishing today Seder and Hashem. We have not started, we are starting new Seder, which will be Ezrat Hashem. We will be first complete Seder in Tois Vesiyoni program. It's the Seder of Nezikin, and there will be a lot of Tois Ves, of course. Now, today it's as usual for Siyum, for the end. The Masechtas. There is really no such basic points here are agadic points, so not easy to find something. Taishfes, but there is a very important teaching here, which I wanted to emphasize. Maybe we will see the run about it, and let's see what does he add to the basic meaning, which is in and of itself is a powerful message, and is a very hot point of Judaism, and very often there are arguments about it. So let's see. This is the end of the last Mishnah. This is the Sefer really of the last Mishnah. It starts really in the middle of the Mishnah, on page 82a, base Amud Aleph. Rabbi Nehai Rai Omer. So says Rabbi Nehai Rai. I give you the context. Context was, the basic context was yichus. Yichus means lineage. So how to do the correct lineage, how to preoccupy about granting a good lineage. One should observe the different laws of yichud, of seclusion. So, this Mishnah starts off with the good advice of not choosing such a profession which has dangers of seclusion. For example, a gynecologist has a high danger of being secluded with women, and hence this is a good advice for a father not to teach such a job for his child. So our rabbis are starting an argument and starting a bunch of advices which profession is preferable to choose for the son. And in this context, Rabbi Nehai Rai says, the obvious, which is a good advice, you just learn Torah, and that's all. And let me start with the observation of learning Torah, what kind of profession is this? So the Pirkei Avos says, you should not make something like a digging, money, out of Torah, because it's not nice. Torah is not given in order to give you money. So it's not your emunus. Torah so emunus, I meaning that this is what he wants to do. This is what he wants to do as a job, that this is his life, meaning this is his profession, this is his something which he identifies him with, which is not necessarily Talmid Chacham. There are several things which one can do based on his personal characteristics. What can one do with the Torah knowledge? One is he can read the Torah. One is being a Baikhara. Or he can teach the Torah. He can be a teacher either in different grades, school. Elementary school, high school, yeshiva, kiruv. He can start different projects about it. And he can be a sofer. He can write the Torah even. And he can write books about halachas or musar. He can give lectures. And he can give hekshers. He can give kashrus supervisor, and he can do mila. Really, there are a lot of things here, and it's really endless what to do. If you know the halachas, you can do anything. You just have to learn Torah. But the basic thing is that you identify with the concept of I'm learning Torah. You are watching this, I'm sure that this is already in place. Rabbi Nehai Rai Omer Maniach Ani Eskol Umanus Shebo Olam. I leave every profession that exists in the world. I only teach to my son, Tyre, nothing else. She'odam oichayam misachra ba'oilam azeh. Akeren karemes le'ilam abod. This we say every morning, that one can eat from the fruits of his Torah even in this world. But the basic principle, the most important thing of the reward stays with us in the world to come. All the other professions in the world are not so, just as we say. I printed it for myself because I felt that it is necessary to say every morning, every evening, before learning, after learning, because I feel privileged that I have time beneath working. I have the time. Of course, it would be better even more. It's always good, but the simple recognition that I probably have more time than a large portion of religious Jewish people all around the world, this already makes me feel grateful. So I like to say this prayer, which is actually brought down in halacha, but anyway, it's like more like an option than as an obligation. But generally, it's a good thing to say this. That I'm grateful. Moedan lefanecha Hashem elokei shesamto chelk miyesh beis hamedrash baruch Hashem. I'm amongst those who are sitting and learning in the beis hamedrash. Valaisim elokei miyesh beikronais baruch Hashem. I'm not just sitting in the what they call it, the coach. Shani mashkim vehim mashkim ani mashkim dibri yisrael vehim mashkim dibri betein. Ani omer vehim omer liman ani omer lekav lesochor vehim omer liman kavukum lesochor ani rots vehim rotsim ani rots vehim rotsim abu. Okay, so the basic thing here is they don't get the reward, which is said also here. Ani omel mkaber socher. I am, how do you say omel? I toil. Okay, I have here the English. I toil and I get reward. They are toiling, they don't get rewards. Okay, they get a very nice reward, they get a nice salary, but they don't get it for their amelis. They don't get it for toiling. We get it for toiling. We get what we do, what we exert, any kinds of effort, we get for each effort the reward. It's left from Tzara Agro. It's not true by any other profession. What does he say here about the same issue? That you have here, and you have there the reward. Okay, so let's say you're building a house. This is your profession. So, what will be in the next words from your houses? I don't really know. But what the Torah that you learned, Asher Mishavu Elkan Talmudai Ve'yodai. Blessed be the one, and happy is the one who came upon the world to come, and he has in his hands all what he learned. This is the best thing to do. Because this is what you can use later on. This is what you can enjoy. This is your spiritual possession, and this is your storehouse, storage of reward, and this is what you have. Okay. I can call this lelama bo. Ushar kumas ena kim keshe odom boli de choyli. What comes loy aleinu? Not sure what happened this to us, but when somebody becomes sick, only there is a keno. This should come until us death. Somebody is get aged, long aged, only there is surim, or chas v'sholem yisurim, suffering. And he cannot toil in his job no more. It's impossible. It's physically disabled. Harehu Meis Berov, Chas v'Sholom, he cannot get a penny, and he is like dying for famine, for not having a bread to eat. Aval Torah inoike, Torah is not like this. Elo meshamartai mikoro b'ner ursoi, v'noi senes lai achris v'sikvo b'zekenusoi. Torah gives you, Torah guards you in your youth. He suddenly switches to your youth. First, he spoke about the old age, the disabled age. That even yes, this he didn't mention the disadvantage of any non-Torah job in Yoth. There are different dangers. Treasury, this was the word I wanted to say before about the Torah which we accumulate during our lifetime. So this is our treasury. So during the Yoth there are several dangers. I should not tell you know what kind of dangers are there in youth age, but Torah is antidote to Yetzer Hara, is protection. So there are two things that you have in your old age. One is Achris, one is Sikva. What is the difference? Okay, so Achris is what comes Ahar, what comes after. So there is something over there. So there is something Ahar. And Sikva is hope. It gives you hope. I thought that Achris, what will happen after, is also something similar like hope. Hope is also hope put in the future. You can say that one is going on. I check whether the Tosfos Rizaken over there. But basically I think that one should go on the present of the old age, and the other should go on the future of the old age, meaning both of these times will be spent in good, both the old age itself with knowledge and wisdom, enjoying the fruits of his youth, of his whole life, of his whole that he lived a whole life in spirituality, in deep thoughts, and in elevated thoughts, and he also has tikkun. The tikkun is that all the sufferings of this old age is also something which is passing by, and there is the hope that there will be where to come, and there will be the resurrection of the dead, there will be no suffering, that will be even better. So it's already good now, it's already better now than for everybody else, but it will be even more better. So there are two levels of goodness here, which is indicated by the double expression of Achris Vesikva. What is being said about his young age? Okay, this we need. This means somebody who puts his hope in God could exchange the power. What is exchanging the power? It's when somebody is tired. Somebody gets tired from learning and working, and all the things are weary, makes one to be tired always and to drink coffee the whole day. So we need the Koyvi Hashem Lechayifu Koyach, which is a very good haftacha. It's like it's guaranteed that you will be able to recharge your energies. Okay, so this we need in youth as well. We need the power, we need the energy for the youth ages, because even as young people, it's possible to be tired, and it's possible that much sleep is needed. So we need this, which is a prophecy of Yeshaya. And what is being said about the old age? Old age, you already don't need so much sleep. Old age, you can be awake the whole night. I am maybe too young. I imagine this as best thing that can happen to me. That I can be awake the whole night, and I can do whatever I want. Elderly people tell me it's not that easy. And it says about the older age, this is the best thing, even in their when their hair are already white, they are still flourishing. So even in their elderly age, they are still flourishing. which is a tilam which you are all familiar with, and very important teaching that I heard, when somebody doesn't learn during his life, it's not speaking about us, then aging has a consequence of forgetfulness. Aging has a consequence of being even lower. And if one is spending his whole life by learning, involved in spiritual issues, opposite is true. Then it will build up. It will become even higher, even more clever, more built up by the age. It's getting together all that, like accumulating all the knowledge, accumulating that all the age. So this is like separating the two ways. Now it's like two ways: you learn or not learn. This is for young people. This is what you see now, but later on it will be much more bigger difference, which could be seen, which is also a good motivator, I think. This is what it says about Avraham Avinu. This concept is being reflected. Avraham Zokin, Hashem Berach es Avraham Bakoil. Avraham was already old, but God blessed Avraham in everything. Okay, so. Supposedly, this means that he chose the good path, which we talked about. Yes, I said this. Motzinu she'os Avraham Avinu eskola Torah kula. We found it that he did all the mitzvahs, very famous. Even before the Torah was given, he found the mitzvahs by himself. Shenemar eikev asher shoma Avraham bekoili. This is a reward because Avraham was listening to my voice. Ve'yishmei mishmarti, he was safeguarding my safeguard. Mitzvoisai ve'chukoisai ve'sayroisai, even my Torahs, even all my mitzvahs and all chukim, all the different laws that I commanded, he already kept before it was given. Okay, so let's see the run. Okay, this is the last page on Ran, and this is a few lines. Kol umanus ein lahem matan sachar le'achar zman. Okay, so this was alluded in the teaching of Rabbi Nachayari. Yes, and this concludes. It's unnecessary to say that which I said is the conclusion. This is the conclusion of this Seder Nashim and the Maseches Kesiles. In the Mishnah. In the Gemara it goes on to explain later, in further details, not all details. Much is to be explained here, and much is left open to later generations. Yagdil Tayyar Vedadir. Ran explains us something here. Kol umanos ein lohem matan sachar le'achar zman. Okay, so what is what's the problem with all the other jobs, except Torah? What is the reward for these jobs? Ein lohem matan schar le'achar zman. Okay, so reward has to pay it immediately. This is law from the Torah. Torah says you should not keep by yourself the reward for somebody who is working, a hired, paid, daily worker for you. It's not nice. We see now the opposite. By Torah, it's very good that it's being held back. Actually, I heard that it's not holding back because it's just not possible to give. Because it's not quantity. It's in a qualitatively different kind of reward that you're just in this state, are just not able physically to receive the reward because it cannot be paid. So what you do, you got paid now. El sachar amotzui bahen, b'shasan. You get what it worth here and now. Aval toira matan schara, me'lov, le'oirech yomim. Okay, so what's the deal with Torah? Torah, there is me'elov, meaning by itself. So by itself, it gives you the reward, la'irach yomim, for an eternity. Yes, it gives you the reward. Torah gives you a reward for eternity by itself. What is by itself? Torah gives you the reward for eternity by itself. That it's not like, okay, you did this, I pay you. No, the Torah itself. So you got access to godly knowledge. You can learn Torah. And this implies already, like, you're in the system. You did this, so it is the reward. That you have the Torah, it is the reward. That you have now the Torah. I heard that even forgetfulness is a feature. We perceive it as a bug. We perceive it as a problem that we forget things. But actually, we need it. Because we just couldn't live together unless for forgetfulness. Because if we don't forget, we remember everything which we did, we are ashamed by our sins. So it's not possible to live this way. But this is a feature of the body. And as soon as we leave the body, no forgetfulness. Ein shichcha lefanecha. We say this in Rosh Hashanah, and we mean that God remembers to all what we did. And not only this, even we, ourselves, our neshamas, our souls are remembering to all these things. And no forgetfulness. So the fact that I learned Torah means that I know Torah, even if I forgot. Okay, there is another issue of not forgetting, of doing everything against forgetfulness. I think it's some kind of an effort, which is commended, in order that we can show our appreciation for Torah. But really, I don't think that we can just forget the Torah. Maybe it is a law that it as if we forget if we don't do our efforts in order to remember it. Okay, but it says, if you really have the Torah, then the fact that you have the Torah and you're in the context that you can enjoy its fruits, it itself is the reward. You don't need another reward other than itself, because it is, in and of itself, is a reward. Okay, so, next topic. What about these sick people? There was a big question here put by Rabbi Nahirai, and Ran wants to answer it. So it said all the jobs are problematic when you get old, sick and old. You cannot do it anymore, and you don't get money, and it's a problem. You don't have what to eat. So what's with Torah? Even Torah you cannot do if you're sick and old. So what? If you're so sick, you're so old, you cannot do a thing. Let's say you're working something on computers. Let's say you're working in a call center. You can do it from home. You don't have to go to it. And it's no problem that you cannot walk. You can do it from home. As long as you can work in your own home, you can live in your own home, you can work as well. If you cannot do this, then how will you do Torah? Very good question that Ron asks. He says, even though they cannot work with it, even though now immediately he can eat from those fruits that he got already. So what he learned, he can repeat. Maybe he cannot add new knowledge. He can repeat the previous knowledge. This is something that is possible. Maybe this is the power of repetition, which we just oftentimes we cannot appreciate. Why is it so good for? What is it good to repeat? when one wants generally to learn new. Okay, it's highly dependent on personal experiences and personal characteristics. But it says, even if you cannot do a job, even if you cannot learn new, you still can remember what you have learned already. It's also a good reason to repeat, because even if forgetfulness does not apply in the world to come, but it certainly does apply in this world. And I heard that it's also something which is regarding aging, that one can remember very well, but not what happened now. What happened so long? So now I can like save something. If I now learn something really good, then this is something that I can use later on, even when I become forgetful, more forgetful. I forget what happened 2 minutes ago, but what I learned a few decades ago is very good, and I can use it, and I can eat from its fruits, because I start to appreciate it, and I start to know that, this is achris v'sikva, this is something which I can use, this is something which fills me. Okay, so he can eat from the fruits that were before. And this is how Ran interprets this verse of even in an old age, ripes fruit. And still there is a chance to develop new things, new tzemach. And by time, new reward comes. New interpretation. It's the new reward is not Keren Kaimas Laila Mabo, which was mentioned by Rabbi Nahira in the Mishnah. It's not that, okay, so you get to the next word and you get schar for it. Oh, no. You remember the things that you learned in your youth. And this gives you a new kind of reward, which you have never seen. And this is already Achris Vesikon. La'es Sebosan. The Shenim Veranim, you, even in this time, they will be, all those people who learned Torah, they will be fruitful and producing new things. Okay? So I want to make now short summary about what did we learn from this run added from the to the Mishnah. So Run had two questions, as far as I see. First question was, Kolman Seilahem Matan Sechor. Yes, the first question was Torah compared with all the other professions. So the Mishnah had the statement that it's better, because you get later on schar. And it's very interesting that for the other professions, it's a praise of the profession that you get the schar immediately. Yes, but you can get schar later on, even when you cannot work. It's like you're paying for insurance, for old age insurance. And you get the reward, and this you don't get because you pay an amount for the insurance company. This is itself me'elov, he says. This in and of itself is the reward that you learned. And the other question, the second question. So the answer for the first question is why is it that you have later on reward? The second question is, what can you do if you cannot do any other professions? If you cannot do any other professions, certainly you cannot learn new Torah, which is, you know, that it's also something which you need strength. It's also, even in your youth, you need to be yachlifu koyach, even you need to renew your strength, even in young age, and even it is written about Torah that it is breaking the body. So how can you do? You can do nothing as a job, and you cannot learn Torah as well. Okay, so the answer to both questions is repeating. Repeating the old knowledge, and you remember everything that you learned really good, and you worked even against forgetfulness, you can still remember, even in an old age, when you cannot remember what happened 5 minutes ago, you can remember what happened 5 decades ago, what you learned 5 decades ago, and you can see this all in a new light, and gives you Achris Vesikvo even in a later age, even before Olam Habo, which we should all be zoiche, and amen, and we should be all be zoiche to this, and to add to this treasury of us even more Masechtes and Masechtes and Sedorim from the Shas, and even more insights and fresh insights. Amen.